This is what Belichick feels like, I guess, huh?
Julian, what did it say about the mental toughness of this team to come back from the situation you guys were in
right now? I mean, coach preaches to be a tough, smart football team, and we weren't playing like that in the first half. And, you know, we went in there and we basically said, let's just start over and play each play. And play for the next play, and I try to win it all in one play. And we went out there and made some plays, and we did that. So we've done it a few times. We've executed situations like that, and it was good to come off a short week and be able to go out there and get a win.
So you've been where Wes has been before, where you're waiting for a punt. You're not going to catch it. What are your responsibilities as a returner to try to get everyone to pay attention and get away from the football? So what happens to Denver?
You know, Scotty O, our special teams coordinator, usually puts us in the right position. We'll have a scouting report on where he's going to kick it. And as a returner, we always try to, you know, get the ball. And if you can't, you got to yell a Peter call and make sure you guys aren't there. I didn't see the play, so I can't comment on it. I've been in some crazy turnarounds, so I don't know. It's the most recent one, like I said, it was good to show the mental toughness of the team, and you know, we've had to come back and drive the ball and in crucial situations a few times this year, and we've executed it pretty well, even in the loss against the Panthers. I mean, you can take away from that we had a minute and we went down the field and we were able to still have a chance to win the game. And you know, that's what you want to do, is have a chance to win the game. And we did that, and we were able to execute it out this time.
During week, there was a ton of talk about why did you relax the question of return and everything else surrounding this game. To be the receiver who has, you know, the biggest impact, two touchdowns, Bill mentioned handling the football as a punter. Is that something that crosses your mind as you're walking up the field to win that, hey, this is sort of my night?
Well, I fumbled a punt after I muffed one, so that's not that good. But, you know, I haven't even thought about it. You know, today my number was called a few times, and I was able to, you know, have a couple opportunities, and I just tried to take advantage of them. You know, a couple of games back, it was KT, AD, Danny. I mean, that's our job. Our job is to go out there, get open, and catch football, and I was able to do that a few times. It was pretty decent effect in the kicking game, more so than the passing game. But I mean, both sides had to deal with it, and we were able to. We muffed one, so I mean, I'll probably get yelled at for that one. So we'll see. You know, we've gone out and we've practiced a bunch on you know, opening the third quarter up. We've kind of struggled with that in the past few games, a couple games back, and you know, coaches created the situation in practice where we simulate coming off of, you know, halftime and doing the third quarter stuff, and I think it's been really working, and you know, that's what we did. You know, you looked at everyone in the huddle, and everyone was, you know, all business, because we knew we just turned the ball over too many times in the first half, and you know, we were able to not turn the ball over and get a couple, and defense did their job, we did our job, we were able to play complimentary football, handle the, you know, the punts and the kickoffs, and you know, it was a good team comeback victory.
If I may, how do you simulate that? I'm just curious how you simulate.
You have to ask coach on that. I don't want to get in trouble.